Yeah.
You know, so that's right, Cap. That's what I used to be. You know, so that's right.
You put a fence around the what?
Yeah, around the yard of plantation. That's what they put around the plantation, a fence. Keep the cows out. Yeah, so it fenced for 5 or 6 miles. Put up nothing but a wild fence. Nothing but a wild fence, no barbed wire too, Cap. Go down through the wood like that. Like that, the road and open, leave all that out. Get back down through them woods. Nail right against them trees. Stretch that wire and keep a gun. Stretch it, and then get down there and coil out in the river. Get out in the water. Out there and take a boat to go out there and nail it way out in the water while the cows couldn't swim around with barbed wire. And even they get out there, most to it, that wire turn them around. They'll come back in there. And I said they couldn't come in there. Because they eat all your cotton and corn up if you didn't fence it. But now they don't use no wild fence now. There's that them cows that go in these fields now, out the wide open like that road. Just like it towed down on that lake now. The cows are nothing but not going in them people's fields. They'll shoot them. Yes, sir. They'll shoot them. Yes, sir. Now, that's right, Cap.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did you have a place where they, was there a place where they keep the cows?
Yes, sir. Yes, a pastor. Oh, about a pastor, about 4 miles, a pastor. Yeah, that's head for cows. Yeah, so 4 miles. Yeah, go straight down and get down to the end of the cutting there and get out in the cutting there and then come back up there where I stay by that gate and go right across to the river. And they had a big pastor. Mules, kept the mules and everything in there. Yeah, for the plow. They had to keep the mules for the plow. Because you turn them out, you'll never see them no more. They come most here to Woodburg. Yeah, they come to Woodburg, you couldn't find them for nothing. You had to walk there and walk and ride a horse and go find them. You know them horse. My daddy had a big old tall horse called old Billy. And I'd get on that scam. Anything through them woods, I'd see him. I'd have a catch rope. Yeah, so I'll run him and throw it right around his neck and put it around the pump of that saddle and set him down. That horse will stand there and hold him. Now he'd throw him head over here, Cap. Then go around a tree and tie him. If he wide, yeah, drop a rope down there and let his 2 foot hind foot fool up in there. And then stretch out on that rope and throw him flat on his belly. Tame, just tame. You be fat, just fat. When he get through that rope and that line choking him around the neck, he'll be glad to tame it. That's right, yeah. The people say, yeah, I kill him. I say, well, he killing me. I say, let him kill. Let him pat. I'm hot and he hot too. All those hot they like. He done made me run my head and them limb hit me in the head. Hat fall over my head, going through there trying to catch him. It's a dot like that, and that horse be gone. Sometimes I think that great gun busted, let you hit the ground, kill yourself, and that scalp be gone. Oh, Lord, they get them swords to open. Then they get to open, then hit them spurs, and that scalp lay over. And then how that catch rope wreck, yeah. Throw it on him, and then you gotta stop him, tie to the pump of that saddle, and jack him head over here. That's right. I used to ride and had an 8-flat whip. Some whip reached from here to that door. I could knock him down with that whip. Every time I popped that whip, I'd knock him down. Yeah, so it's like a gun shooter. Cut the blood clean out. Yeah, so the people say, you rough on him. I said, yeah, they tell him they tame too. And I said, I had to pet him. He had pet me. I said, but I don't pet him. Yeah, yeah. So, and I pet him too. And every time I look out, dude, all I get out there and whistle, them things will come to me. And I'll feed them. Throw hay out there and corn, stalk, cut the corn stalk off them, throw it to them, and they'll eat it. When I get ready for them, I ain't doing much, go out there with the bride and do this. They come to me because they know I'll whoop them to death. And people say, you got the best things I ever see.